Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Journey's your artist of the day.
Stop the tape. Go back to your newscast.
Yes.
What did you just say about the chief of police?
Terry Ziegler, the KCK police chief, has put out a statement in a tweet, actually, that begins, "I am retiring effective September 11th, 2019. It goes on to say, "Thank you for all the support during my time as chief." There is also a news release attached to it that highlights what he considers the best parts of his tenure.
What about the worst parts?
That is not included.
Huh.
At least in what I have seen so far. I've not read the thing in its entirety. I've simply scanned over it. It does not appear to address...
Like the home improvement controversy and...
I don't think you would put that in your resignation letter.
All the time off that he took that people are saying,
it does not,
wait a minute, that doesn't match up with the records.
Not seeing anything in there, no. Mm-mm.
The concerns about the way the detective, never mind.
Absent.
Correct me if I'm wrong, only because every once in a while I hear a headline like this and I think, okay, whatever happened to that? The KBI actually looked into all of this.
Into the home improvement fiasco and all that stuff.
Turned it over to the DA's office. That was in May. Yeah, here it is. May of 2019. And I don't know that there has been any update, Will, but I was also out of town some, so we can look into that. But I don't think we've ever heard anything more out of that.
Yeah.
And handed over to the DA's office in May. So there you have it.
I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I just think that there's a lot of stink on that fish. A lot of stink on that fish. But who am I? I'm just a blowhard idiot loser from Lansing. A story here from CBS News. A recently filed lawsuit claims a New York couple gave birth to other people's children. You okay? A little coffee poo over there?
I just can't believe this next story.
A recently filed lawsuit claims a New York couple gave birth to other people's children.
Isn't that called surrogacy?
Well,
not really.
I think it's surrogacy if you plan it.
Oh.
Yeah, this is not surrogacy. This is lawsuits with lots and lots and lots of zeros at the end. We'll discuss how many in a moment.
Oh, because see, you guys stopped me at the comma.
Yeah.
Let me read the rest of the sentence.
Oh, continue.
After a fertility clinic impregnated them with the wrong embryos.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Accidental surrogacy.
Yes. The couple had been expecting female twins, but instead gave birth to two male babies who they had then had to give up. Oh, my word.
Oh, it gets worse. No, keep reading. Did you not know the rest of it?
No, I just read the headline.
They had to give the babies back.
What?
Will Starrett.
Wait, hang on. Shh. The first paragraph is two sentences. Let me just read them without interruption, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can comment. A recently filed lawsuit claims a New York couple gave birth to other people's children after a fertility clinic impregnated them with the wrong embryos. The couple had been expecting female twins, but instead gave birth to two male babies who they then had to give up to the biological parents.
Oh, yeah.
All because the clinic installed the wrong embryos.
Thank you for being our oven for 9 months with embryos that did not belong to you in drawer A, but belong to us in drawer B. Please kindly hand over those babies.
Did someone else have female twins waiting for them.
After spending more than $100,000 on in vitro fertilization services to become pregnant, an unidentified New York couple say they finally succeeded. But when they gave birth in March, the Asian American parents claimed that they were shocked to find that neither baby was of Asian descent.
Mm-hmm.
They made them give the babies back.
And they didn't get other babies in. I mean, it wasn't like an A, B, B, A swap.
It's not like you give them up and then we're just going to grab two more from the incubator.
You would have to start all over. And there's time involved. And
I guess my question was, if this was couple A that got couple B's embryos, did couple B around that same time get couple A's embryos? And so
I don't think we know that.
Swaps a doodle.
Correct. Like, where are the two missing Asian twin boys? I don't think we know that.
Oh.
Here is what
I'll tell you where they aren't. They're not in your arms.
What is beyond the pale? The couple alleges that the fertility clinic knew about the mix-up and tried to conceal it. Now, let's break down that sentence. The couple alleges the fertility clinic knew about the embryo mix-up and tried to conceal it. Scott, if that is true, if I may.
You may.
Who the hell at the fertility clinic who knew that we have accidentally put non-Asian-American babies in this woman, who in the hell thought this would not all come out in the wash when those babies came out?
I don't know if it's coming out in the wash, but it's certainly coming out after 9 months.
If this is not a Lifetime movie of the week starring Bonnie Bedelia, I do not know what is.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Oh, here we go with money. Here we go with the money. $5. And free in vitro at the clinic.
They still don't know what happened to the two embryos that should have been implanted. $20 million per child.
Oh, okay.
$40
million. Oh, okay. Now you're being ridiculous.
They have carried these babies.
You're being ridiculous.
Scott, they have carried these babies. They paid $100,000, and with the awful emotional toll that that takes to go through that process.
I understand.
To then at the finish line say, I am so sorry. We are going to have you hand over those children.
White babies?
Yes.
Why are my babies white?
We're going to need the white babies. We're handing those over to the Johnsons over here. You are going to have to start all over. And by the way, we don't know where your embryos are. Are you kidding me? No. $40 million. Maybe per baby. Maybe.
No.
I mean,
stop.
You cannot put a number on this.
I say $100,000 refund for the in vitro that you paid. Free in vitro, or we will pay at some other clinic. And $500,000 for your trouble. Sorry.
This is not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not.
For the money that they charge to go through this process, you had better be damned sure that you are doing things correctly. There's no room for error here, Scott. There is no room for a millisecond of error here.
From the text line, this is what happens when humans play God. Fair or not fair?
Not fair at all.
I don't think
then
it's fair.
Then why have heart surgery?
That's right. Why go through cancer treatment? I find that... Texter, with all due respect, 5424.
You can't pick and choose the science that you agree with.
That's right.
You're either for science when you need it or you're not.
So, Texter 5424, this is what happens when humans try to play God. Tell me that when, God forbid, you end up getting cancer and the doctor says he wants to start a radiation treatment, then you tell your doctor, I can't do that because that's what happens when humans try to play God. No, I don't think that's fair. In fact, I think that's horrifically unfair. God gave us brains so that we could conquer the very things that stump us, if you will. There is nothing ungodly about in vitro fertilization, any more than there is anything ungodly, if you will, about chemotherapy or radiation treatment. There's nothing ungodly about a kidney transplant. God gave us a brain. and were using it.
According to another website, this gets even worse. The results further showed that the newborn babies were not related to each other, Scott.
Excuse me?
Okay, follow me here. DNA testing confirmed the twins were not genetically their children. The woman who carried these babies.
Okay.
The
results, I think the color of their skin and the look of their face would tell you that.
The results further showed that the newborns weren't even related to each other.
Mm-mm.
The mother had to give up the babies to two sets of biological parents. So follow me here. The fertility clinic did not just screw up by putting two embryos that belong together, twin A and twin B, in this woman. They screwed up by putting baby A, who had nothing to do with baby B, inside this mother.
576-7798. Not only was she impregnated with the wrong eggs and sperm, she had to give these babies up when they came out, and it was obvious because she's Asian, her husband's Asian, the children were not. She had to give these babies up immediately. 576-7798, 576-7798.
Though I keep searching for an answer.
Dude, this is the original from 1982. The one where he says, instead of I'm a drifter, he says I'm a hobo. White Snake from 1982.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Hobo? Listen, right here. They have a supreme name right here, this part right here.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
I believe it was on the album Saints and Sinners. And it was very popular over in Europe, but nobody had ever heard of Whitesnake in the States. So when they started making it, was Slide It In 84, and then the Whitesnake album, they re-released it and obviously re-recorded it in 87, went on to be a number two hit. From the text line, 1375, I don't mean to call you out, but I have to. You really shouldn't use the last four digits of people's phone numbers because everybody knows it's either 913 or 816.
How many combinations would there be, Scott? It's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands.
I just need to remind that texter there are three other numbers that we leave out as well.
It's a lot of numbers. So it's Powerball-ish.
If you're willing to sit down and you want to respond to somebody who texts in... And, you know, their number is 1234, okay? And I say, from texter 1234, yes, I know that the number is either 913 or 816, and even that's not true, actually, because people keep their cell phones even when they move. You're going to have to sit down and go, okay, is that 913-001-1234? 002-1234?
Do you know each three-digit area code may contain up to 7,919,900 unique phone numbers?
So, texter, with all due respect, you're right.
You better start to plug it in.
The number is not, when I say get from texter 1234, it's not, you can't respond to them by going 913-1234 or 816-1234. There are three numbers in the middle there that we also leave out.
But I thought they were only seven digits.
Man, whew. Could take you all week.
Can I ask you something?
You can ask me anything you want.
When people in the movie say 555, is 555 a thing?
It is not. And that's why in movies back in the 70s and 80s, they would always use the number, you know, 555-1297. There is no 555. That was set aside in the 70s and 80s to be used in the movies. Or on TV.
Okay, wait. Today, the only such numbers specifically reserved for fictional use are 555-0100 through 0199, with the remaining 555 released for actual assignment.
So now they have released
it. Wouldn't you want to be the girl in the bar whose number was actually 555? You'd be like, I'm going to give you my number. It's 555.
Back in the 70s and 80s, there were no 555 numbers.
Okay. Well, I find that very interesting.
867-5309 was a real phone number.
Yeah, but with what prefix?
It doesn't matter. Back then, all you had to do, remember before the day when we had to dial the prefix? In the 80s, you could just dial 867-5309.
See what happens.
I'm not going to do that. That would be illegal, Dana, because as soon as somebody answers, they don't realize they're on the air, and that is a crime.
Illegal. Is somebody going to come throw me in jail?
I don't know. Do you want to roll the dice?
Yeah, I actually would, because no one's going to come arrest me for dialing 867-5309.
There were people back in the 80s, in 1982.
What would that crime be? Misuse of phone number you don't know?
I don't know. FCC, $25,000 or $250,000 fine.
A fine is not a crime.
Then, you know what? Let's dial it.
Okay. I'll do it on my cell phone right now.
Go ahead.
No one is going to answer.
Mary in Overland Park. Don't you print them on
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm still back on the baby issue that you were talking about earlier.
So am I. Go back. How much money do you have to pay this couple for delivering the wrong babies?
A lot. But my other point was, if they hadn't been Asian parents, would they ever have found out they had the wrong baby?
So if they had the wrong babies that were white, because we assume mom and dad are white.
Uh-huh.
I think it said they were Caucasian and the mom and dad are Asian. The babies are Caucasian. Okay.
Right.
You're asking if this happened to white parents who had white babies that were not biologically theirs.
Would we even know?
Yeah. What would have made them think that was the problem? Until eventually.
They were expecting girls, apparently, and the kids came out boys. That's one.
Well, that's one.
But Mary, you're right. I don't think you would know until someone did a 23andMe. You wouldn't know unless, you know, as the children started growing older, because these were two different babies. These were not twins. So as the kids started growing older, if one of them had red hair and one of them had dark jet black hair, would you wonder?
576-7798. 576-7798.
576-7798.
Or 867-5309. I don't know if we're going to have time to dial it.
You just gave away somebody's phone number
There's no way somebody has that number.
Well, so did Tommy Two-Tone.
Oh, yeah. Someone totally has that number.
I told you. That is a number. People had to change their number back in the 1980s. By the way, somebody points out, I don't know if this is true or not, but they say 1055. Sorry, I don't mean to give away those last four digits. Verizon apparently owns 867-5309. I just called it and Verizon robots answered.
Well, in the 9133 area code, you get doo-doo-doo.
And listen to this.
We're sorry.
Jenny 867-5309 caused nothing but grief for telephone customers unlucky enough at the time to have that combination of numbers as their own. It's relentless chorus. Jenny, don't change your number. 867-5309 pounded the phone number into the minds of teenagers everywhere, resulting in waves of kids dialing it and asking for Jenny. The joke quickly became old for those who had the number and were no longer interested in talking to horny teenagers. Decades after the song dropped off the charts, phone customers unfortunate enough to have been assigned 867-5309 were still getting crank calls. An article from Brown University's newspaper explained what happened when the school added an 867 exchange in the fall of 1999, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? In 2004, a New Jersey disc jockey named Spencer Potter requested 867-5309 as his number and got it. Then he was also given firsthand experience. This is in 2004, 20 years after the song came out.
Yeah.
Let's go back to our topic at hand. Patricia in Linden. Hello, Patricia.
Hello. Hello, my dear friend.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to first say that I don't think a day goes by that you guys don't make me laugh.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you to say that.
Okay. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Went through the chemo, the radiation, and all that. They got it. About 6 months ago, it came back stage four in my bone.
Oh, honey, and I'm sorry.
I do not look at it as playing God, but I feel that it's more extending what God gave me. And I appreciate your support.
Absolutely.
When you said that you're not playing God. And I just wanted to thank you guys.
Well, I want to wish you nothing but the best. And, you know, I always say every day I get the opportunity, either well or sadly, to add somebody to my prayer list. And you've been added, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Well, hey, every day I'm above the dirt is a blessing.
6 feet up beats 6 feet under. You know that.
You betcha.
Right on,
kid. Go
be well, sweetheart. Thank you for your call.
I will. Bye-bye.
God bless. Don in Independence. Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I tell you, my son, he used to work in a, he was a lab tech. He had a few stories that, nothing like the, the embryo thing, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, disgruntled employees, they're college students, and they do the craziest things. And it's sad because you can't really pinpoint anything like that on the company itself. But being that they were trying to hide it, makes you wonder, you know?
Well, and we all ask when these things happen, how did this happen? And again, it's not the first time this has happened. And one would think there would be a 3 or 4 level deep verification process.
Absolutely,
when you are dealing
is.
With something as sensitive as this type of thing. And I'm trying to figure out, like, think about in your daily life, okay? Whether it's financial, you know, mortgage documents, Scott, health, private health information, there are safeguards in place with that stuff where this type of error is not supposed to happen.
Well, you get what you pay for when you pay your employees. So,
if you get what you pay for.
Do you think it's sabotage? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's this generation. It's hard to say.
Wait, partner.
What I'm saying is, with those, I just know that they're in place. All those safeguards are in place. So this had to be an intentional sabotage from an employee. I mean, I'm.
Ooh.
What did you mean when you said this generation?
Oh, just millennials growing up as college students.
What's wrong with millennials?
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with them. I'm just saying it's a different world we live in, and I guess it's not really that much different from when we were young, but we all play jokes and pranks. They're just getting a little deeper these days.
Yeah, but let me just tell you this. If this is, in fact, sabotage, and I there's no evidence at this point to suggest how this happened.
No.
If they covered it up, that's in and of itself a type of sabotage, I suppose. But you have to remember the Tylenol scare back in the 80s was, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, sabotage, was it not?
It was.
And so I don't think this generation has anything to do with it. I think if you have a disgruntled employee in your ranks that is hell-bent on bringing your company down, that doesn't matter what generation you were born into.
But I'm gonna do this because it needs to be done very quickly. He said this generation, and then I asked him for clarification. And he said, well, you know, millennials. And I said, well, what's wrong with millennials? Nothing wrong with millennials. The fact that he said this generation implies, or at least I inferred, that he thinks there's something wrong with millennials. Well, I don't think there is. I employ millennials. My children are millennials. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is looking for work next summer because she wants a job so badly. I said, why are you doing that? She goes, I like making money.
Good for her.
I said, good for you. You have to work to make money. You know that. Somehow millennials, and maybe this is just generational, because when we were kids in the 80s and stuff, We were all going to burn in hell because we listened to Slayer and Iron Maiden and Metallica. We were all a bunch of loosey-goose, promiscuous people because we listened to Madonna and Prince. And you know what they do with magazines, huh? Darling Nikki. It never came to pass. And now we pass that on to the next generation.
But you have said, Scott, you think we are the worst generation of parents.
I think we're the worst generation of parents. Yes, I do. Because I think we coddle our children. I think we...
Yeah, but every generation says that.
My parents sure as hell didn't coddle me.
Every generation says that.
Here's the difference.
They look down at the generation beneath them and say, well, they coddle their children.
Here's the difference.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. What was it? Spoil the rod, spare the child?
No, spare the rod, spoil the child. You had it right the first time.
What are we sparing?
The child.
Okay. No, you're we're spoiling the child. We're sparing the rod.
Yeah, you spare the rod. My God, you even confuse me.
Oh, yeah, I'm confused now.
It's a dumb saying.
When it's in the Bible.
Yeah, beat your children and they'll behave. I don't subscribe to
that
theory.
That's
exactly what that means. Spare the rod, spoil the child. That is a horrible saying.
Here, let me rewrite it. Spare the wooden spoon, spoil the child.
Still not okay with that. That is an instrument, and for that, you can go to jail.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I don't create law. I just explain it.
Here's the difference. If you found out that Jack, okay, had divvied up about, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 worth of damage to a country club in your neighborhood, if you found out that he did it, would you turn him in?
Yeah.
Would you get a lawyer first?
Probably.
Okay. You know what my dad did when he found out that me and three other guys divvied up the Leavenworth Country Club? He looked me dead in the eye and he goes, get in the truck.
I think there are parents
no lawyer,
who would
no
do the
nothing.
Exact same thing today.
My dad walked me straight into the Lansing Police Department.
You cannot speak for an entire
no lawyer,
generation based on your experience.
No lawyer, no nothing. There was a sergeant sitting behind the desk. We walk in. My dad's still wearing his BDUs. He stands in front of the desk. The sergeant looks up and says, Colonel, what can I do for you? He looks at me and he goes, I found your man.
And I think there
and I went,
are parents listening right now who would do the exact same thing.
No lawyer, no nothing.
Okay.
And the sergeant said, sit down, son. My dad walked out. I was 18 years old.
I got swatted with a fly swatter once. I'm still bitter about it. On the backs of my legs. How rude.
What? Did you deserve it?
I was sassing.
By sassing, you mean talking back?
Do you remember that word?
Yes. Don't sass me.
Don't sass me.
Don't you dare
First
sass
of all,
me.
What does that even mean?
Well, it means to talk back.
You sass me.
It means to have an attitude
yeah.
as a child.
I didn't think I was sassing, but apparently I was.
That scarred you for life.
It was the only time I've ever been spanked. It was one time.
Are you kidding
me? Ice water. Yeah, that was it. Look how good I turned out. See?
576-7798. Speaking of good parenting, an Illinois mother was arrested after concerned residents noticed that she was driving around with two kids on the roof of her car, and the kids were inside of an inflatable pool. Police say Jennifer Yeager, age 49, was driving westbound on Illinois Route 2 with a blue inflatable pool on the roof with two children inside of the pool. Officials say that Yeager drove into town to inflate the pool at a friend's house and had her two daughters ride inside of the empty pool to hold it down on their drive home. Yeager was placed under arrest for two counts of... For two counts of endangering the health of a child and two counts of reckless conduct. Yeager also cited for failure to secure a passenger under the age of 8.
Oh, they were unrestrained as well.
I don't believe the pool had seatbelts.
Oh, my God.
Kids, we're going to need to hold this pool down.
Now, let me ask you this.
And I'm all out of bungee cord.
Have you ever, because I will be honest here, used
children
interesting means to transport something from a very short distance from A to B? Because I'm the queen of saying we can totally put this on the roof and just go like a block and a half. I've never put a child on a roof, but you know what I mean.
You ever put a child in an inflatable pool on
the
top of your car?
No, I have never done that. But I have certainly, and this was even like 5 weeks ago, I borrowed something from Mindy down the street. And I mean right down the street. I can count the houses. And it was not a secured load, I will just say that, because we didn't have rope. And I said, well, we're just going from here to there. I'll just drive real slow. And then...
What were you getting?
We'll hang our arms out and hang on to
it. We're going to hold it down.
Yeah, that's what we did. And it worked.
What were you transporting?
A small mattress.
By small, you mean what size?
Queenish.
That's not small.
It wasn't a king or a California king. It was a queen. My daughter was like, this is so embarrassing.
Just a little bit of white trash in Leewood. Rob in Wyandotte County. Hello, Rob.
Hey, speaking of her and her unsecured load, I am a law enforcement officer, so, and she needs to make sure if she's going to do that, use proper equipment and hauling materials. That's just a joke there, Ellen.
Like a rope?
go rent a truck.
For 20 houses, I am not renting a truck.
And that's the cause of major accidents caused by people unsecuring their loads. But anyway...
Well, I prefer my load secured.
She didn't
unsecure. You know,
she didn't even bother to secure it. It never could become unsecured.
It was more non-secured than
a small mattress would be a individual for like a small kid, like, you know, infant, or a twin bed, not a queen. Anyway, semantics. Anyway, I am a father of two millennials who are both active duty military. I'm prior Marine Corps myself. And I used corporal punishment on them up until about age 16 because one of them sassed me to the point where I'm going to go take the dang bleep car if I want to or not. Guess what? He got a spanking. Yes, there are reasons for it. There is a use for it. And yes, I can see where some people take it to extremes. Not saying it should be done. Not saying it shouldn't be done. It all depends upon the situation and the nature of the individual. My sons, who are both... tech sergeants in the Air Force now, both active duty, one almost 10 years, one eight, also refer to the idiot millennials that they supervise who are just a few years younger than they are. And what they're referring to is the liberal mindset of a lot of the stereotypical that people put out.
Can I ask you a question, and I'm being serious?
Yes.
Have you ever arrested me? The cadence in your voice sounds very familiar to me.
I am a reserve officer in a small town over to the west of here, and I work for Federal Protective Services now as an officer.
Okay, but the cadence in your tone sounds like somebody's actually pulled me over. I need you to step out of the car. I need you to step out of the car.
Officer, I can't. There's a mattress hanging over my head.
It is unsecured. You do not have the proper materials.
I wasn't on the highway. I was going 14
Dana,
miles an hour
Dana,
between 20 houses.
Were you being safe
in
or
fact,
unsafe?
I don't even think it's 20 houses. If I really thought about it, it's probably closer to 15 houses.
Then why not carry the mattress? Why drive the mattress?
That's a long way to carry a mattress.
That is a long way.
Yeah. Let's just thank God Almighty that nobody was driving behind you if the mattress were to fall off the car because it was unsecured without the proper materials.
I had my flashers on. You've been warned.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.